Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Hey, Ousters, thank you so much for tuning in. We are here and we are going to discuss this hot topic about Erica Mena.
Mena
sounds better. Thank you for correcting me. We're going to discuss some racial stuff that she said and why people feel the way they feel. And we're also going to discuss a YouTuber as well that said some things that I think was also not much better than what Erica did, in my personal opinion. Now, what do you think about that, sis?
I am here for it. I can't wait to talk about this topic because we're going to go real, I think, deeper into it than maybe some of these other people are. And I want for us to kind of dispute some of the stuff that this YouTuber was saying that was very disrespectful and kind of ignorant. Maybe that's not the right word to say it. And we apologize if it sounded disrespectful when I was talking about Miss Mena's name, but sorry.
Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah. But we have some opinions about what happened. And I have some really big opinions because I actually have watched this show from day one. And after seeing that episode, I was like, yeah, I don't think I can watch this anymore.
Right. Need a break?
Permanent? I said, I think this might be my last season watching.
Really? That bad?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And I've been a fan.
Even after they addressed it the way they addressed it with her, you still feel that way?
Maybe that's just how I feel now.
Okay.
Justified. You know how it is with reality TV. Like, sometimes it just fits the need of, I don't know what need that fits for me. Maybe I need to dive into that shit because it's chock full of drama, right? And maybe because I don't know. Maybe that's a different topic. But I did say to myself after I saw that, I said, you know, I think this might be my last season watching. In fact, I don't even know if I'm going to watch the next episode. That's how serious I was. Like, yeah, this is trash.
But wait. But pause. Mm-hmm. But wasn't that always? Like, was it ever not? Or is it just the maturity, the growth? Is it our individual maturity and growth that allows us to now see this, like,
Yes and no. Because a lot of the people that's on this show.
Okay.
This show has been around for, and it's Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta. Look, we don't want no smoke. We're just naming the show. Okay, that's what it is. But this show's been running for at least maybe about 10 years. So I've been watching it for the past 10 years. So me, I've had some personal growth. And I've also seen the people in the show evolve and have their own personal growth. So it's almost like you growing together.
Okay.
To a degree.
Okay, absolutely.
And I just felt like, between Erica and then Spice, who I love, like I like not so much in her music, but I've always liked her as the character. It was just like I walked away like, I don't even want to finish this episode.
Too much?
Yeah, it was too much. It was too much. Do you want to do the background?
During an episode, what was about a week and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
About a week and a half ago. Yeah. Love and Hip Hop. And again, we don't want no smoke. We just stating we reviewed this. Mm-hmm. So Spice and Erica Mena. Did I say it right that time?
She is kind of mean.
Mena. Okay, so Erica Mena and Spice got into a really heated argument where Erica really said something that I think shocked everybody. Mm-hmm. I think it really did shock everybody when she referred to Spice as a blue monkey. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I could relate to this. And I can relate to this because remember, I told you that where I was once employed, we had a supervisor say that monkeys could do our job. And we're talking to the majority of Black people of color that were doing this particular job. That's when we were in training. And he was like, you know, a bunch of monkeys could do y'all job. And I'm like, what? Mm. And that really solidified it for me, because if you remember, COVID was going on. I was already trying to find other places of employment because things were so hard. And then you're going to compare us to monkeys as people of color? Like, what? So I can relate. I can, like, 100% relate. And it was shocking because me being biracial, I really don't distinguish the difference. I feel like Black is Black. And I always, even though she's not African-American, I've always kind of looped people of color together. And maybe that's wrong on my part, is that I loop all people of color together. So I never really saw her as different. I never really saw Spice as different. I just see us all as people of color. And so it really shocked me coming from someone that's about the same skin tone as I am. Like, yo, what did you say? You know, is it just me?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, I have never been so disappointed. Like, I have always known this show. It's, you know, it's a little trash TV. It's fine. But this was like, it was too far.
Yeah.
And yeah. I understand that maybe some things people do on this show, maybe it is just for ratings. I get it. I do not think that this was for ratings on Erica Mena's part. I do think that maybe, now I'm not making excuses by any means. Okay. Because Erica's behavior was completely inappropriate. But I also been watching this show for a long time. And that means I've seen Erica Mena on quite a few years on this show. And she's easily triggered. And though she's been better than what she has, like, she's you can tell she's done some work from how she was when she first started out to how she is now. So, but I also have seen, you know, fits of anger and how it came out in the show. So, like, when I see that, I'm like, you know who you're working with here, right? Because she's shown you who she is. So if you want to go ahead and do something for ratings or for whatever reason, you better be careful, because she may come at you. So I'm not victim blaming here, okay? But I think this is, you know, you guys are in the entertainment field. And even though you may do stuff to get ratings, there are certain things that are completely off limits. And talking about that woman's kids was an off limit topic. And I'm not saying she deserved it, but she should have been better. She should have chose her words a little bit more wisely. Like, you don't bring up this woman's kid.
Okay, so we're going to have to fast forward a little bit, because a lot of people don't. They're probably not going to catch on to that.
Okay.
Because they don't know about the link that I sent you. So I sent
Oh, no, no. I was actually talking about Spice. Because Spice, so I'm actually talking about Spice. Because Spice said, she said, your kid, your son, who don't like you. She said that to her. And if there's, as a mother, is there anything in this world that would have you flipping tables?
Girl, what you
say? Or losing your shit on somebody when they would dare make a dig at you about your parenting with your kid and your interaction with your kid?
Oh my God, I so had that happen. And I told you about that too, where I had a situation going on with my older kid. And someone on my job, my place of business, said something about my kid. And I was like, oh no. Once it kind of calmed down and it was addressed, that person was really able to explain themselves and like kind of apologize and kind of let me know it wasn't really meant like that. But sometimes how a person says something and how it's perceived is two different things. Perception is everything. So you may have said it this way, but hey, you said what? All I heard was my kid, my son. That's all I heard. The rest of it to me was kind of pretty much irrelevant. Like, wait, what? What you got to say?
Yeah, seriously, like context is big. And the reason why I say this is not, I don't consider this victim blaming, is because you're on a reality TV show. And as much as y'all want to say it's not scripted, there's parts of this that are scripted. Mm-hmm. And you want to be relevant in that show. So I think that sometimes people will say and do stuff just to be relevant on the show. Sorry, Spice, but I feel like you are relevant on your own right, where you don't need to resort to talking to this woman about her kid. So I was very confused by that. Again, not victim blaming, but if someone says something to Spice about her parenting and her relationship with her kid, how would that have went down? Would she have been flipping would she be flipping tables? Would she be going like berserk on somebody? Yeah, right. I think so.
Right.
Again, not justifying Erica Mena's behavior for a flipping table and then calling her what she did.
Because I think we've all have been in a situation where we've had to have or depend on the other parent or family members to help us along the way when it came to our children, right? Like no one is in this. Well, that's not true. Some of us are really in here by ourselves because, I can relate to that aspect of it as well. But like for someone to bring up any circumstances dealing with your kid, that's a big no-no. And I'm not saying, like you said, I'm not by any means taking anything away from that darn comment that Erica made. Like, nah, we're not taking nothing from that. But hey, y'all, why? Why are we talking about why? Mm-hmm. If you really want to push anybody, right? Like,
that's
it. Even the worst of the worst parents is not going to let you sit there and say nothing about their kid, I don't think, right? Like, you say, what about my kid? Like, what? I might be a crackhead, but you're not going to call my kid a crackhead. Like, I'll be damned, you know? Like,
right. Right.
I'm just saying, like, what? Like, why would you even, I do agree. I agree. At first, when you first said that, I so thought you were talking about that racial slur from the YouTuber that I had sent you. I didn't even realize. I had forgot all about that part because I was so hung up on the blue monkey part. So I forgot that.
So, you know, I'm big on context, right? And I think maybe in this situation, context I think is important because A, it's a reality TV show, stuff is being done for viewership. You don't always know what's done for ratings on some people's agenda, so I think context is big, and I thought it would be important to kind of bring that up, not as a way to say that Spice deserved what she was no, because she didn't, because we can choose our words because we're all grown, and while she may have been an asshole for saying what she said, Erica could have been grown enough to be like, okay, I'm not gonna flip a table and call you.
I think she was, you know what? I'm gonna be honest, and I'm not taking anything again, right? Yo, I don't really care for, It really made my ass hurt. I'm just gonna be honest. But anyway, nonetheless, so I don't know. No other way to put it. But I think she very well was lost in that moment. You've never had it happen. You've never been lost in a moment where you was like, damn.
Not really. Yes,
I might not have should have said that. You've never been caught in a moment where you was like, damn, I might not should have said that.
No, maybe, yes and no.
Maybe I could have articulated that better.
Okay, yes.
I'm guilty of it. I'm definitely guilty of that. And I'm not talking about no racial slurs.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so that right there, like, I understand being angry. But even in my most angriest moment, like, I never called, I'm just trying to think of something recently, being at this stage of life. Like, I've never called anyone out their name.
Oh, really?
Have I?
I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you. Like,
oh, I did.
I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, that's pretty damn good, because I know.
Well, yeah. Remember that day when you called, and you called in the midst of a really heated type thing? And do you remember that? Because there was something that happened right before, a couple of things, and I was flying off the handle and I was going in on everybody. I never once called anyone out their name. Now, did I let them have it? Yep. Did I cuss? Yep. Not at them, but I was cussing. Mm-hmm. But I never called anyone out their name.
Okay.
I just said some shit that everyone needed to hear. You know, now I may have said something to you recently when I was kind of venting about something. And it wasn't someone who we're close to, but sort of kind of related to. And I remember calling them an a-hole or MF, or I might have said that, but that was between you and me. Not me and them.
not public platform.
Right.
Right. I definitely, maybe not on a public platform, but I definitely lost my cool and have said some things that I was like, yo, you're kind of an asshole for saying that, or you kind of fucked up for saying that. Like, I have, but it's just that it wasn't public. Like, I feel, and I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to throw shade or take anything away from what she said, because what she said was 100% hands down so damn disrespectful to women of color. But I was thinking to myself, I've lost my cool and said some shit that I wish I could take back.
Result in calling someone a racial slur?
Have I ever? After someone called me one, I sure have.
Yeah, but that's different.
I sure have. I was like, different. Oh, really? Oh, well, I got something for your ass, too. You know?
That's different. No, that's different. I mean, that's like, if somebody... Yeah,
I know some too, shit.
I mean, it's kind of like, yo, you want to go there, let's do it. Okay, fine. That's not even a play. But not when it comes to a racial slur, because that's life-changing, that's job-losing, that's all kinds of mess.
But wait, that's now, though. Let's hold on to that thought for a minute. That's now. Think about growing up. Before social media, before we got this instant gratification era, how many times have you heard people with the racial slurs and racial jokes, and it was never made this big and it was never addressed?
Because, oh, yeah.
Right? So it's not that it wasn't there. It's always been there. And I think about, you know, some of these people that are saying all of these things about her and her comment and what she said and how wrong it was. How many times have you been in a situation where you come out your mouth real damn sideways? The only difference is you're not a public figure.
Mm. That's true. She is a public figure.
She is.
So not for nothing, but if you are in the public eye,
right?
Then you have got to be even more careful about the things. And this does not make it seem, I'm not saying what she said was okay. But if you want to be in the public eye, you want to remain in the public eye and make money from being in the public eye, because I'm sure she was making a good amount of money. That's why she continued to do it.
Right.
Then you better choose your words wisely, because guess what? Did she get fired? Yep. From that reality TV show? and from an actual acting, like an acting series she's been in.
Yeah.
So
they fired her. They said that the ones that's already pre-recorded, they're going to definitely air those. They're already pre-recorded. They cancel anything, but they said that's it
for her. Yeah, that's like, I don't want to say she's done. Like, she, not to be fair, if you've watched her long enough, she has been like absent from episodes because she has flown off on the handle on somebody before. Like, I've seen it before. Like, if this is going to be a permanent one, I suspect it will be because of now, I think, who owns the network that they're on. I think it changes. Didn't it recently get bought out?
Girl, don't give me the lion. I have no idea. Hold on, let me look.
Hold on, I think it recently got bought out by a very famous... Hang on.
Are you talking about the All Black Cuts? Is that what you're talking about?
Hang on, I'm a...
Hold on, let me pull it up. I'm so sorry. I'm sucking right now.
Oh, okay. So who owns...
Fired again. How do you get fired twice? How'd that work? Yeah, when I read that, I was like, what? How do you get fired twice? And then I was like, oh, the show.
Didn't... Didn't somebody...
from the All Black Network. That's what it's called. Okay, no. So on Friday night, the All Black Network announced that she's fired from filming future seasons of that show. And I don't... Can we say that show? Can we say the name of the show?
Okay, no, I'm completely wrong. Who did he acquire? I don't know. You know, they're a really big network and we are small potatoes.
So be careful. Yeah, we'll be careful. So, yeah, from my understanding, she initially got fired from, what was it?
Oh, I was wrong. Sorry, I was looking it up. Okay, the new owners, that their network that they're on right now does not have a new owner. I thought that they did.
Okay.
They used to be on another network that did get purchased by a very prominent African-American man who is pretty big in producing and stuff like that. So they used to be on one network and then they're now on another network. But okay. So sorry. It's neither here nor there. I apologize. I'm completely wrong. That's why I like to double check because context is big. So I'm completely wrong. Okay.
Okay.
But nonetheless, if you want to live in the public eye, you better watch your mouth.
Right. Period.
Period. You know, no one's immune to making mistakes, but this is a pretty big one, considering, you know, your ex-husband is African-American male, and you have children by this man who is African-American, so your children are African-American. So that's pretty big. Because your kids are going to see this at some point. And once they really get older and they understand that term, that word has been used in a derogatory way towards African-American people, they're going to be looking at you kind of side-eyed. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll be fully transparent. I'm fine with it. But, you know, when we were coming up, you know, our mother... You know, she was Latino and she was a very fair-skinned Latino and she would say things sometimes. Now, I've always considered myself to be a Black girl because I was a kid. But I always considered myself to be a Black person. So when she would say things or how she would say things sometimes, there was this very... racial undertone to it that I always picked up on, but I didn't fully understand it. But as an adult, what I understand now is, you know, there within the Latino community, some people call it colorism. And you can call it colorism. However, I'm trying to pull my words together because when I think back to it, it was very hurtful at the time. Like, I remember she would say it. She would say, like, the way she would say the word Black, she would say it with such anger. And I think now that maybe the anger came from our father being an asshole. And that was maybe the only one of the few things that she can draw from when she was angry. I don't know. I'm not going to dive into the psychology of it. But the way that she would say it would be very, very hurtful. And I would feel it. I would feel it in my body, like, damn, well, what does that mean for me? Is that how you feel about me? Because that's how she would say about other people. But she was a fair-skinned Latina woman, and to look at her, you wouldn't know until she talked, and then you knew.
Right. She did. Right. Like, yeah. Yeah. I say that a lot, too, because your niece used to always be like, you know, your mother is you know, Caucasian. Mm-hmm. She's a YT. And I'm like, no, she's a, you know, a PR. You know, and she was like, so she's still a white tee PR, but she's still white tee. And I'm like,
but she's not.
But she's not. It's like, you understand? Like, you understand? It's hard to get people to see that. Like, you're talking about pigmentation and then you're talking about ethnicity. And sometimes it's a large spectrum. Just like I was saying earlier, like, to me, personally, I can't speak for everybody, but to me, black is black. Like, you have color in your skin. You are, even if you don't have color in your skin, what is your ethnicity? Mm-hmm. You know?
And to be frank, like, I know I've shared it with you, but, you know, I took the DNA test, and I can take, I now have a better sense of DNA. It doesn't take away from the fact that I feel like I know I'm a black woman, okay? But our mother, okay? No lie. So I have, obviously, African, from Africa, DNA in my DNA. But that didn't just come from our father. That came from both sides. Okay? So I think sometimes in the Latino community, folks can get a little confused. Okay? They get confused about their history.
Right.
Because the DNA don't lie.
All right. Feel like they're not us. Mm-hmm. They feel like they're not a part of the... And I'm like, y'all, what's wrong with y'all?
They get confused because I'm like, yes, you know, the I guess ethnicity or the DNA says for people who from Puerto Rican descent, Taino, the indigenous community, Afrikaans,
there it is,
and then Spaniards. So that's what makes up some of these countries like Puerto Rico or like DR, which Miss Meta, she's Puerto Rican and Dominican. So and there's this confusion.
Don't forget that, you know, Haiti is right there.
Yeah, can you imagine? Same damn island.
Right?
Just with a border.
Right? Like, walk right there. There goes Haiti. Let's not leave that out. Okay?
And the only difference, legit, is who colonized what.
Right.
It just, the French colonized one side, Haiti. The Spaniards colonized the other side, DR.
There it is.
But the mixtures are still the same. Well, right. I guess the French versus Spaniards. Okay. But the Afrikaans and the indigenous... it's still in the DNA.
Right.
But I think that colorism that is in the Latino community spills out into the African American community as racism because that's how it is.
I feel like it gives even more division. Like, God, why do we need more division? Mm-hmm. Like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, what? We don't need this. And I think that's why I got so offended from that other video that I sent you from the YouTuber that was speaking about the incident. And I'm not saying that she's wrong by any means. Like, let's respect women of color. But why are you separating us because we don't have as much melanin in our skin as you have. So now we're not Black people, we're beige.
No, we're not Black enough.
Right? Yo, I was so furious. I was like, wait, what? So now I'm beige. I'm not a woman of color. I'm not a Black woman. Now I'm beige looking people. I was like, wow. And you have the nerve to talk about somebody else's racial slurs up on here.
Ooh.
How does that make you any better than her?
And she called the woman's kids beige, right?
Refresh my memory. Right. She called other people of color that were not as much color beige. Oh. People like you and me and people that's on the lighter spectrum, beige people. And then she says, no, I'm going to take it one step further. Oh, no. This is what really struck my, oh, girl, this really made my ass hurt. It's when she said that let's not forget that she has two mixed children. Now, they're not Black now. Yeah, they are half Black. They're not Black. They're half Black. And I'm like, what the hell? Yo. Yeah. As a biracial woman, I was like, you're part of the goddamn problem. God, I'm sorry. You're part of the fucking problem.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought I was going to get through this without getting angry. God forgive me. But like, you're a part of the problem. You're why the... You're the problem.
You know what? Here's what's funny about that person saying that. And we're not going to give you their names and stuff like that. It's a YouTuber that we were watching. It was like, wow, that's really messed up. But when it boils right down to it, ain't no difference from any person of color, whether you're Latino, African-American, whether you are Asian.
Come on now.
Those racists out there, they do not give a shit of what culture you are from. If you ain't white, you ain't it. And they will hate you for it. So to kind of breed that division,
right?
Like even last week, I don't know if you saw this coming across your feed. I thought it was fake, but there were literal fucking Nazis on right in front of the gates of Disney. That was last week.
Yeah.
Last week, this week, this week.
No.
So when it boils right down to it, I can't even remember. I think that was this week. It was earlier this week.
Okay.
But when it boils right down to it, none of us, we are all in the same pot when it comes to people like that. So we better get on the same fucking page because these assholes seem
to be on the same page.
They on the same page and they think that they're trying to make a comeback, y'all. If it's not evident, if they're standing in front of motherfucking Disney, okay?
Right.
One of the most happiest places on earth,
right?
They bring their bullshit. I mean, Disney?
Sorry.
One of the most happiest places on earth. You trying to like, I don't. What's wrong with you?
Man, y'all gonna suck the life out of that too,
right? It's not bad enough. You're so fucking miserable walking around this stupid paraphernalia, assholes. Back the blue. Fuck you.
And what are you gonna see at Disney? What are you gonna see at Disney? Like a bunch of families, a bunch of kids, and this is what y'all do?
Mickey Mouse.
Like, oh my god, Mickey. What?
Did you see the part? One of the guys, he was yelling like something back the blue. I was like, that ain't it. That is not a race. That is the color of a fucking shirt, and that's just a color to represent a job. Uh-huh. A job.
Right.
Who's getting started on that? Back the blue.
And they're like I was so hurt, and I really had to stop listening to this person, like, because that's not the first time that this particular YouTuber has said stuff about people that are fair skinned, and it's just ugly. Like, I don't know who did something to you, but stop doing that, because as a woman of color who may not have as much melanin in her skin. My mama was on the white T side of the things, of the spectrums.
Okay? She was white passing there.
Right. She could pass. She definitely passed until she started talking, and you're like, oh.
She sounded like a Puerto Rican.
Right. Oh, okay. Where that came from? How you say shit? I don't know. How do you say it? You tell me how to say it. I don't know. But yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I was like so offended. Well, like, stop doing that to each other. Stop doing this to each other.
Or stop doing it to us. Right. Stop doing it to us. Like,
well, no, you can't say that. You can't say that because it comes from both sides. Mm. Because yeah. We have people, let's be real now. If we're going to talk about it and tell the truth, we have to tell the whole truth. There are some people that are on the lighter side that really do feel like they better than someone that yeah. is on the other, right? Be honest about it.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
It does. But no, you know, we have to be conscious of certain things, right? As you know what, I don't, maybe this person, I think sometimes, because if you are a light-skinned Black person, some folks may look at you a certain kind of way because they feel that you have a different, like, I'm just... like, you are afforded different ways in life because maybe you can kind of be, what's the word that I'm like, how do I say this? That because you're light-skinned, right, thank you, because you're light-skinned, you would be more acceptable to other cultures.
That's absolutely not true.
So I think that's how they look at it. But when you go to the store, have you ever had someone follow you around the fucking store? Because I have.
Like, all the damn time.
Okay. I've had someone at my job who I've never stole a thing. I have never fucking stolen. I have never felt the need to, because it was more important me to work and work for my motherfucking money than taking out of someone else's damn mouth. But I had someone from my job thinking that I stole some shit.
What?
When I didn't. Oh yeah. I never told you this, but this was years ago when I worked where I worked, and like my ex at the time, because you know, it was a certain field. Like, they never said anything to me about it, but I knew. And I was like, you guys are acting like motherfucking assholes. And while you're the ones who's going to have egg in your motherfucking face when you see that I take shit. And I'll give you the whole background to it. So, like, at the time, you know, I was in my prior marriage and, you know, I worked in the jewelry industry. And I think they thought I stole a diamond. They really thought I stole a diamond. And I know it. Like, I know it. No one had to fucking say anything. But because my ex at the time, he had gotten a ring that he didn't buy from them. So because he didn't get it from them, they just automatically thought, oh, I stole it. I kid you not.
Wow.
And I didn't have to say shit. And I was like, you guys are looking real fucking stupid right now. But go ahead. So it just so happened that we did an inventory and everything was exactly how it should have been. I don't need to steal shit from nobody. I've worked. Period. Okay.
Right.
I've never had sticky fingers when it came to my place of employment. In fact, even if I go to the store, I'm not touching shit that I didn't fucking buy. So when I say that to say, like, that experience ain't no different from anyone else, even though we are light skinned or I am light skinned. Speaking for myself. Right. So while, you know, folks may look at us and think, well, you're light skinned, you don't experience things the same.
Shit.
We don't, but we do.
No, I feel like, and I don't know, maybe it's just me from my personal experience, but I feel like we don't have neither one. That's really how I felt the majority of my life. Like, I don't have enough. Hello?
Sorry, my headphone dropped.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, I was trying to be subtle. Sorry.
So, like, as far as I'm concerned, how I always felt a lot of my adolescence and growing up is that I never really had enough color for, you know, people of color to really consider me one of them. But then I had a little bit too much color to be considered, you know, over here. And then the Spanish community, oh my God. Like, I think that had to be the worst, because I even had people even into my adulthood that I had to stop, like, literally had to stop being around, because we'll be hanging out and they'll introduce me and they'll be like, oh, this is so-and-so. And yeah, her mother is Puerto Rican. Like, what the heck does that got to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
It's to make it more palatable, because in some Latino cultures, they have, I want to call it, I guess it is racism within their own Latino community. I had a friend tell me this one day, and I didn't understand what the fuck she meant until I did. And I was like, holy fuck.
Right.
So if I was the same from the same country as you, you wouldn't be friends with me. But because I'm American, you are. But I'm no different.
Right. Right.
It was like fucking mind blowing.
Like, wait, what? Why does my mother being Puerto Rican have anything to do with this introduction here? Why can't you just introduce me as, hey, this is my coworker, so-and-so? Like, what the heck? Like,
yeah.
And I found it really offensive. So it's like, okay, so me being, like this chick says on her page, beige, like, where we fit in? Because we got people like you.
Yeah, I mean, I felt the same way. Like, I always felt like I wasn't good enough on either side, because, and maybe some of it was self-internalized or self-imposed.
Nah.
But, like, I grew up with mom, and I didn't grow up with our Black family. So, like, I've never felt good enough for either side. Not good enough. Like, I didn't fit on other side, but I've always have felt like I'm a Black woman. So where do I fit being in the middle here, but I feel like I'm this? Like, it's a mindfuck when you really think about it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's a lot of division. And the sad part is that it comes from us. That's the sad part. That's the part that hurts. Above anything that anybody else says, it's just so disappointing, because how can we complain and how can we say fix this when we're not adding to the solution? We're making things worse by dividing us. You know, the fact that the division comes from amongst us is, it makes it harder. It makes it harder to look at and be like, is there resolve? Just when we feel like we're together, then we have people make comments like this or say stuff like this. And I'm not just talking about that YouTuber. I'm talking about Erica, how she came out her mouth. Mm. And then now the reaction to that is, let's attack all light-skinned folks.
Mm.
Right? So now the beige people, like, what the hell?
Oh, that's so asinine.
Right? Like,
what?
Did I just call it like beige people? Like, who people that is? Show me. Show me in something in writing where they talk about beige people, and then come back to me. Because when I fill out an application, I don't see that option, because maybe I would have filled that shit out a long time ago. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's me right there.
Oh, it's me. I'm beige. I'm beige.
Oh, that's me. It's so disgusting. Like, wow. And you consider yourself a spokesperson for women of color. You're supposed to be setting the example for women of color.
Well, I mean, anyone right? who's in, who has a platform, whether if it's YouTube, if you're on reality TV, you're like, you're kind of, and it's a lot to weigh on people, but you are representing our community. Because that's what people see. Right? Am I completely wrong in that thought? Like, anyone, like,
this is what people are going to see, and they're going to judge. They will judge a whole culture on it. So it's kind of true. It's true to a degree, but like we're this girl. She, yeah. I do think, like, I think she's completely wrong for saying what she said. And maybe that's some of her internal stuff, but you don't go around calling people a monkey. Do you not understand how that word has been used to describe African-American people?
Right.
Do you not understand that? Like, can you really be that fucking tone deaf? Now, I understand, like, sometimes we don't always get it right. And, you know, me being raised with Ma, I may have said some shit that was like, yeah, you know, that wasn't racist, but that's questionable, girl. You need to fix that. So, right. Like, I don't think anyone is immune to saying the wrong thing at the wrong time. But that?
Right.
That?
Right.
Is a, like, that's a common known thing.
Right. Right.
You don't know this? Mm-hmm. Like that's and of all the things that you can come up with, that's the best you can come up with to hurt this woman. That's it. You couldn't call a fucking asshole. You might have called him a B word. I mean, it might have been appropriate if you're talking about my kid. I might have said the same shit. I don't know.
Right.
I might have called right. you one. But I've never done it, but I might have said some mess like that. Maybe. But maybe she's just tone deaf. I don't know. I'm not making excuses, but I'm like, it's hard to justify her saying it.
Or maybe, and you're right. I'm not trying to justify anything that she said. Just, you know, just hear me out because I don't want to be attacked.
On a quest to understand.
Because you know, I'm beige and, you know, I will be under attack. But anyway, nonetheless, I feel like maybe she did, you know, sometimes people say sometimes people say things and they don't really realize the depth of what they say. Because, and it also is a little scary. And I'm going to tell you why. Two things. It's a little scary because how long have you been looking at this person thinking that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be your friend. Y'all mm-hmm. supposed to be cool. So you've been looking in this woman's face, thinking that, and all it took was a moment of anger for you to speak your truth.
Mm. That's fair.
Right? And then sometimes people say stuff, and it's all in perception. She may have said that because the chick's hair was blue.
I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm so sorry. The blue part, okay, fine. But she could have come up with anything else.
She could have said a blue cow.
To go with the blue?
Blue cow.
Okay, cow, yeah.
Cow, right? So it does make it hard to not see it for what it is. Because you could have called her a blue pig, a blue
mm-hmm.
cow,
mm-hmm.
you know, a blue goat. Maybe not a goat, because a goat's supposed to be a good thing nowadays. You the goat, the what? You
know? I take shit so literal sometimes. I'm like,
What's that? Like one of my kids was like, you the goat. And I was like, the goat?
The goat? What the fuck? Like, do you want goat for dinner?
Don't they eat paper and shit? What do you mean?
Hey, grass.
Oh, they do eat paper. Grass?
Oh, no, wait, that's sheep.
Oh, that's sheep? Oh!
The sheep eat the grass. The goats eat the paper.
Oh.
I had a coworker tell me, oh, your grass is just get some sheep. It'll mow the lawn. It'll take care of your grass. I was like, what? Someone told me that. I was like, yeah, let's give him a lawnmower. Thanks.
Yeah, it's just sad. And then seeing the different reactions to it, it just shows the division. How can we fight off anyone that is attacking us if we can't even get on the same page?
Yeah, it's like with Colin Kaepernick. Like I remember hearing this on the radio, and I even remember the moment and where it was said, and I was like, what? So, you know, there was all that controversy because he was trying to highlight the injustices and the treatment within the Black community and, you know, the inherent racism and policy and just overall. He's just trying to highlight and bring attention to it. I heard this on the radio, and I think it might have been another sports player, was basically saying, like, I remember it struck me so much that I remember the exact place I was when it was said. But he basically said, you know, he's not Black enough to fight this fight.
Oh, isn't that sad?
And I remember, like, what?
Wow.
I think he'd even consider him Black. Let me just read this. And I have, this is from the BleacherReport.com. And I can read it out. But he basically said that Colin Kaepernick was not Black. And he cannot understand what other young Black men and Black people face, or people of color face, in every single day. When you walk into, I'll read the quote. And I'll tell you this, I'm a Black man. And Colin Kaepernick, he's not Black. He cannot understand what I face and what other young Black men and Black people face, or people of color face, on a every single day basis. And I think that kind of circles back to, you know, if you're light skinned, maybe you experience racism a little bit differently. Like, people may say shit to you and think that, you know, that because you're light skinned and you're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, that's, you know, like, sometimes they may, I don't know, they may push the boundary because you're light skinned. I've seen that happen. I've actually experienced that. Now, he goes on to say, when you walk in the grocery store and you might have $2,000 or $3,000 in your pocket, and you go up into a Foot Locker and they're looking at you like you're about to steal something. I've had that happen. I'm light skinned. It wasn't a Foot Locker. I think it was Sephora. You know, I don't think he faces those types of things that we face on a daily basis. That's what who is this person? Rodney Harrison. Oh, 49ers quarterback. Oh, wait, was he is not a man? Okay, so I don't know if that's where he was. I'm not a big sports person, but Rodney Harrison, he said that of Colin Kaepernick. I remember when they aired it. I remembered where I was when this was aired, and I said, wow, that's really fucked up. He's trying to highlight an issue that affects all of us, and you're saying he's not Black enough.
Wow. How ugly is that?
It was, oh, yeah.
Like, he can't help his complexion just like nobody else can help theirs, and that's just sad.
He can't help, like, he was in foster care, right?
Sad.
Was he raised by let me, before I speak.
Wow, that's sad.
Hold on. So Colin, he's mixed, right? So who, I feel like he was raised, he's mixed, but he was raised with his white family, or possibly, let me think, early life. Oh, yeah, he was adopted. Yeah, he was adopted by a white family. But, wow. Okay, so what does that mean? You think he didn't walk around in life feeling like he was a Black person? You think he could hide that? Like, you don't. I mean, it's like you said with that YouTuber, like, you can't go around saying stuff like that. You can't. You just can't, because you don't necessarily know how it's going to affect how people see the Black community calling light-skinned people beige.
Right.
Right. We all Black, honey.
Right.
And if you want to talk about the one drop rule, if you got 1%, you are Black. All right, honey?
Period.
So we all in the same fucking pot.
Period.
We all in the same boat.
Just sad. I hate that she came out her mouth the way she did, because it brought out not just her ugly, but it brought out a lot of people's ugly, even amongst our own community, that even when we're arguing against other people for seeing color, we're looking at each other's color.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad. It's just hurtful.
Now, you know, I don't, do you think that would have ever happened had Spice not said what she said about her son? Had she, because the phrase was, I'll quote, she said, yeah, your son who don't like you.
Well, hell, that means she was a good parent. That's what I hear. I hear your kids ain't supposed to like your ass. If they like you, you're doing something. You ain't doing your damn job. If they like your ass, that's what I've always heard.
You know,
that's
not what I'm asking you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Good job, Erica. Good job.
No, I mean, seriously, if someone who came, said something like that to you, mm-hmm. how would you feel about it?
Yeah, I would probably, I don't know what I would have called her ass. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't think it would have been blue. Like, I feel like I know you well enough to say that that wouldn't have been it. It might have been a whole bunch of other stuff.
A bunch of MIFBITCHs, blue cow. Right. You look at you with that blue shit on your head. Like, I probably something with the blue, maybe, but I don't know. As being compared to a monkey, I know how that feels. And that's the thing, is that when there's division amongst people of color, we hurt each other more than people outside. Because believe it or not, even though I was compared to a monkey and that really hurt, who it came from was so expected.
Mm.
Right? You would expect you to say that, wouldn't you? I would expect that. But when it comes from someone that is supposed to be a part of my community, it's harder to swallow.
It hurts more.
Like, yo, that's how you see me? Because that ain't even how I see you. Yeah, and it sucks. It hurts.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's like, wow, that hurt. That hurt. To be told that I'm not black because I'm mixed. My daddy black. I'm black. Now, my mother's Puerto Rican. She black.
She
goddamn.
Like, no lie, from her Ivory Coast. Let me look this up real quick. I'm gonna look it up. Now, I think through the generations, a lot changed, right? But okay,
do you think it's a lack of knowledge?
Oh yeah, I definitely think this level of ignorance, for sure. Because I'm from my side, there was a percentage from Cameroon, Nigeria, and I think Cameroon and Nigeria. There was percentages from both of those places, so it could be. And I bet you if Erica Manning took one of those tests, believe you me,
it's in there.
Surprise!
Aw, are you surprised?
How about that? How about that?
Aw, look at that. You got some in you too, boo. Look at that.
Well, how about them apples?
How you feel about that?
Like, I can't even try to guess, like, did she really mean it in a racist way? But, right. Like, it don't matter how you meant it. You still said it, and you hurt a lot of people. She hurt the people, her mm-hmm. castmates, her other friends, mm-hmm. your children's father, I'm sure.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, it's just sad around all of, you know, sometimes yeah. things happen and it really brings out the ugly in people. It brings out what they really feel all along. So maybe a part of it is good to a degree because now we really know how people really out here feeling. So all the beige people, y'all be careful, because we ain't got no team but ours, obviously, from some of these people that I
hear. According to... what's this YouTuber's name? I won't say it on this episode. Girl, oh, okay.
Girl. Like, what?
Someone I won't be watching, because I'm beige.
And I'm... Yo, and that was so... And I watched this person. Like, I follow this person. Like, I have the bells and whistles, so I know... And then to hear that, and like, again, I'm going to be honest, it's partially my fault, because this is really not the first time that I really felt like she had something against people that were on the lighter side. But I was just like, oh, you know, sometimes, but this right here, that solidified. I was like, wait, what?
I think you're right. It highlighted, at least it brought some stuff out. So at least she's, the people who are in her circle, maybe they're, it's some more, I doubt she has any of those relationships left. Like, no lie. Like, you're right. At least this did brought this to light. So that way, like, the people in her circle, friends, which are all people of color that I can see, if they continue to have a relationship, at least it's a more honest relationship. Though I can't tell you if somebody said that about me,
right?
I'd be like, oh yeah, no,
yeah, I'm good.
Unless you want to go to racial sensitivity classes. I don't know. Is that a thing?
It actually, believe it or not, they do have courses. I don't know if that's the name of it, but yeah, some type of, yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Don't get me to lie. But yes, they do have something similar. For real. You know, just like they have, what is it, gender, some type of classes that involve, you know.
Oh, is it?
I just can't remember what it's called.
We used to have to take training for one of my jobs. They stopped doing it. I don't remember when, but they would... Because it was for a public company, I think I can say this, because I'm not getting too specific, but we would have to do, like, these courses. I remember sitting through one, like, oh my God, do we really have to sit through this shit? I forget what it was. Some of it was, like, financial stuff and, like, anti-laundering and stuff, like, but there was other pieces to it that was more... like what you can say and what you can't say in the workplace type stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to sit through that. I'm like, see, we're all adults. They don't fire their ass.
Period.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary. Me personally, and this is just how I feel, and I'm going to be so freaking honest with you, and I think we've said something similar, or I've mentioned this before. I respect a person more for being able to tell me where you at and being able to tell me what you really think about me than for you to be playing up in my face. So if you have a problem with Black people, you don't like people of color, or you don't like beige people, thank you. Thank you for letting me know, because that I can respect.
What did somebody say once that I was like, ooh, ouch. It's like, if that's how you really feel, then why are you out here messing with Black men?
Girl,
come on now. If that's how you really feel,
right?
Why are you out here with your friend circle?
Right.
Being what? Black women.
Right. Right.
So then it's kind of like, well, they're good enough when you're fucking them. They're good enough when it suits your purposes, because this show, your circle of friends is Black, so it fits the culture, right? Or the money, it fits your pockets. So if it's good enough.
I was about to say so. When you said it's good enough, I'm so sorry. When you said it's good enough when you fuck with them, I was thinking to myself, yeah, damn, yep. Get you one. Get you one and you'll understand.
if you like, if it's good enough on these levels,
right?
But piss, let somebody piss you off, and the one thing that you can use to draw is that person has a racial undertone.
Yeah,
that's the best draw that you've got.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's right. The best draw.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what I was trying to say, but maybe I didn't say it quite the right way. But that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's all gravy until, because with this, they're lining your pockets. This, I guess, the D is pretty damn good. Great. But if you disrespect a black woman, then you're just disrespecting.
Right, because in my mind, and we discussed this earlier, yo, you think you're not black? You think if some shit pop off tomorrow, you gonna be in your own little lane? is that what you think? Because if you look up history, I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. I mean, you don't have to, you know, who am I? You know, but, you know, you go do your homework for yourself and fact check me. History says they don't look at us no different.
Right.
Sure. They hung, Jesus help me. They hung all different colors. And even children. They didn't see no division. They didn't care how light you were. They didn't care.
Yep.
It's just sad. I just wish that people would really, really wake up. Because what's that saying? Divide and conquer.
And think before you speak. Like, really think before you speak, because even if she didn't mean it, even if you didn't mean it, you fucked your whole career. No one will hire you. On other side, you fucked your friendships.
Right. Right.
Like, all right, the relationship with your baby daddy is kind of sketchy. Man, it's all right. it was
nobody give a damn.
But you're losing friends. So, like, even if you're saying it just to hurt somebody, even if you don't really mean it that way,
right?
As someone of her age who's well into her 30s,
right?
Okay, I guess there is some growth that she can still go through for sure. But you just lost, like, I don't know how that's going to play out in real life, but, like, you just lost all of your friends, your support.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big loss. Just because, for what?
So do you think it's forgivable? Do you think it is forgivable? Do you think she can come back from this? Can she articulate and explain herself, or do you feel it's too much, too far gone? There's no coming back from this.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking. I don't think there is no coming back from this when it comes to friendships and her career,
mm-hmm.
because number one, I don't think the network's would ever hire her back because they don't want to look like the asshole who hired the woman who called somebody a monkey. They ain't gonna do that because then they look like they're being insensitive to Black issues. So there's no coming back from them in that respect. And as a friend, if my friend, someone I thought a friend, said that to me, there's no coming back from it. And if you said it about someone else, I would, well, that's how you see my people, or that's how you see us.
yes.
Even though there's really no, there's not much difference because we're both people of color. That's how you see me. There's no coming back for it. For me. For me, there couldn't be.
I agree.
No.
Girl, you gave me a flashback. I absolutely agree because I really thought about something that someone said to me. And after that, I couldn't even really, even though I wanted to be able to with that person, I was like, yeah, nah, I can't. And it was almost a similar situation. It was a thing about someone who was Spanish. They was from Honduras. She spoke fluent Spanish. Her English was really off. She was straight from Honduras and she was Spanish speaking and she was of darker skin tone. And I was riding with someone else who was Spanish, but they was not from Honduras. They was from, give me one, sis. Give me.
Okay, South America is really big.
I'm so sorry. God damn.
I mean, I don't know geography very well.
Come on. Panama. Panama? Is it Panama?
Okay.
Is it Panama?
Oh, okay. No, okay.
I want to say it's Panama.
Okay. I want to say it was Panama. It's Panama.
I remember now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm almost sure. But I was with this person and we were together and she was like, oh, yeah, the new lady. She says she from such and such, and she says she's Spanish, but no, I don't think so. No, I think she's lying. You know, she too dark. Girl, if I'm lying, I'm flat. she said, no, she's now me being from, or you being from New York, there's plenty of Spanish speaking people that are African American.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, almost like the same thing like Ma. Like, oh. Now they start talking and you like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
Same thing, right? Oh my God, I can see that. Totally. I get it. But I just remember thinking to myself, yeah. I can't with you after today. After today, that's it for me. Because you're racist. You're prejudiced. Like, you think that you're not us. But you're, now, you ready for this? You ready? Her kids. She had her kids by a man of color, a black man. Like, after she said that, I remember in my mind, I was like, oh, damn. Yo, how can you say that? She was really questioning whether this person was really from where they said they was from. If they was, oh, just because she speaks Spanish, that don't mean she might, what the?
Yeah.
I was like, that's so. Yeah. And ever since then, I couldn't deal with that person after that. And so I'm in agreement with it. I don't know if there's coming back for that, because I know that did it for me and that person. Even though I really wanted to be okay with that person, I still was like, yeah, that's a bit much for me, because you really don't see, how do you think about me? That explains why you always trying to talk about how my mother's Puerto Rican. That explains it. Now I get it now. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. But then that goes back to that, you know, like
they think they're different. They think they don't, I don't know. That's just do your homework. All you got to do is what you say, Dana, do Dana. Go check out Dana. Right. Go check out Dana. Way.
Dana.
And then come back to me on your opinions. Okay.
Because, like, when you boil right down to it, I bet you if there were more people doing it, they might be surprised about what they find in there. Like, I was surprised. Like, I knew I shouldn't have been, though.
Nah.
I shouldn't have been, at least from my side. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I tell you what was shocking. The Cuban part, right? Like this whole time, right?
No.
It didn't shock you? I think it kind of shocked me because I was like, oh, really? No? I thought so. Oh, I could have sworn.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I didn't expect to find, but I don't know if someone who has like Cuban DNA, if it wouldn't be very similar to, like, how could you, if the breakdowns are the same, because the Spanish colonizers, same indigenous community, and then,
right,
Afrikaners, then I don't know how easy it would be to have that distinction.
I could see that. I didn't think about that, but you're right with that. But I was in my mind, I was like, what, that's not in there? I could have sworn that was in there somewhere. But
we did have some surprises, I'll tell you that. Like, I know you're dead set against doing this, but I'm like, I would be very interested to see how it would play out, because even though we come from the same genetic lines, sometimes things appear differently in the DNA side. It'd be very interesting, because I think the thing that surprised me, and I know this is off topic, but the one that surprised me the most was the fact that the percentage of like Jewish in the DNA, and I was like, what, excuse me, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I told somebody else that, and they were like in denial about that. They were like, I was like, yeah, you know, they say that you can have, you know, the same parents and do the same test and still have different results. And they were like, how are you the same parents? And I was like, because
how it comes out.
Like, you never know what you're gonna get, you know?
Yeah, because I've seen other people say it, like they were like siblings, and the percentages are different, like from amongst differences between cousins. Like, it's very interesting. Like, you might have more, I don't know, you might have more Jewish in you than for me. Like, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's why I love certain foods from the Jewish community. There are some things, like a shawarma. Oh my God. You find me a good shawarma, it's hard to find a good one, but it is so good. I love it. And I don't know, off topic, but the way that I experience other cultures is through food. It's not the language. It's not like, and I just, for a lot of people, like, I experience it through food. Like, I'm game to eat it. Let's do it.
Yes, let's try it.
Let's go.
I'm down.
Like, I've been wanting to try some fufu.
Fufu?
Is it fufu?
Oh, yeah, I had to try fufu. Oh my God. Hilda, so my girlfriend Hilda, we did it. We did fufu. We did. Yeah, we went to this I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Did that hurt your feelings? I'm so sorry.
A little bit.
We did it. We totally did it. And me and the kids did it. It was a little pricey, but yeah, the kids really liked it. I liked it.
Do you know it has to ferment? And maybe that's why it's pricey, because it has to ferment first.
Mm-hmm. I know. I didn't even know we had it here. You know, I don't want to say where we at, but you know, I didn't, you know, I'm like, wait, we have that here. And she was like, yeah, girl. And we went over, we went to the restaurant and we ordered it to go. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm jealous.
I'm sorry. Get you some. It was rather nice. It was
like, whatever. I mean, it's made out of a root vegetable that I would ordinarily eat. Like, I would eat it, but mm-hmm. The only difference is it's fermented first and some other mess.
So, T, do you have a takeaway from this? Do you feel like you see anything out of this?
Certainly nothing positive.
And the truth is...
Yeah, nothing positive. I think that maybe I've outgrown reality TV. So get back to me in a couple weeks. I might need it once I'm done with my class, because then I might feel like, oh, yay. But maybe I've outgrown it. So that's something to think about. But I don't know. Watch your mouth. Like you said that a few minutes ago. Be careful. And then also be careful who you invite into your circle, into your space. Be careful who you invite into your space and in your friend circle, because you don't want to find some shit like that out from someone that you thought was a trusted friend. And oh, well, I guess I'm just a monkey to you. Thanks, bitch.
Right. Damn.
I said that, didn't I?
You did. But it's okay. You should still leave it in there. Sorry. It was so raw. How could you not? I'm just saying. I could. So I feel like almost exactly what I said earlier, like watch your mouth, but like think. You know, think this through. Because your next move or the next thing that you say, once it's out and it comes out your mouth, that is it. There's no coming back. You cannot take words back. And I know that is something that we, you know, always say, but this really made you really think about it even more. Like, damn, I bet you you wish you could take that shit back, don't you? Mm. Mm. I bet. There's nothing, I have no doubt that person wish they could take that back. They would say, could rewind the clock right now and be like, dang. And they really may not even have meant it that way. But it's too late. Ain't nobody care.
Yes.
And you made things harder for people like me and people like you that feel like, where we at in this?
Yeah, because it brought that to light. I mean, how some of these YouTubers and talking about it.
Ousters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really appreciate you taking time to listen to us and our humble opinions. Don't forget to follow us on all of our socials between Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then, of course, YouTube, where we are now starting to load season 2's episodes. Slowly but surely, we're loading them up. Make sure you follow us and don't forget to leave some feedback if you're listening to us on Spotify, because you can leave feedback there.
Yes, thank y'all. Thank y'all for the feedback. For the food, god dang. You see what's on my mind.
Are you hungry?
I'm hungry too. Thank you for the feedback. And everybody that actually has joined us for our TikTok live episodes, we appreciate you guys too. Please, please continue to tune in. We appreciate all of the support. We wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. So thank y'all so much. We appreciate the support, and we definitely appreciate the feedback as well. Y'all are dope.
All right. Peace out.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.